Well, I know we've spoken before. Last April, we discussed your new book, Among the Aspen Stolen Moment and Secret Coverts, and you have a local event coming up with another text by you. So I trust you're busy.
Yes.
First of all, the book signing on Saturday, is this to talk about both of your books here?
Yes. It's on Saturday, December the 10th. As you said, it's at the Great Lakes Fly Fishing Company up in Rockford. And my good friend Robert DeMott, a professor emeritus from Ohio University, will be coming up from Athens, Ohio, to celebrate his book, Angling Days, A Fly Fisher's Journal. And then I'll be on hand to sign my book, Among the Aspens. So his is a book about fly fishing. Mine is a book with bird hunting essays in it. I have several short essays. His chapters, if you will, are chronologically arranged journal entries. Mm-hmm. He keeps very extensive journals when he hunts and fishes.
Well, let's turn back to you, seeing you that Saturday, but let's talk to you now and review what Among the Aspens is about.
Well, I have a column in the Upland Almanac magazine, the back page column. It's called Tail Feathers. Mm-hmm. And Among the Aspens is a best of, if you will, from the first 15 years of my doing that. So roughly from the turn of the century until 2015. So it's 39 essays I rewrote and made better, I hope. And there's some serious, there's some allegedly humorous. You might recall, I don't know if you remember, but when I was on last time, you asked which one I liked, and I told you about
that question, and yeah. You stole it from me. Yeah.
Well, you asked me last time, and I told you about the Nevada Smith grouse, yeah. And about the movie, the Steve McQueen movie, Nevada Smith, and I giggled halfway through it because it made the story reminded me of that. So I think there's also one or two in there about the dangers of trying to outwit one's wife.
You can spend some time on that. I want to certainly have you review a couple of specifics here, but let's talk about bird hunting. And I mean, is there a season? Who is the hunter? Who is the hunted?
In Michigan, I'm talking upland birds, which would be grouse, rough grouse, woodcock, pheasants, some quail in Michigan, and in other states that would include doves. And things like chuckers or different types of grouse. And the season generally is in the fall. In Michigan, the grouse season starts on September 15th. Pheasant season starts on October 20th. Woodcock season is set by the feds, and that is a 45-day season, I think. They set it according to the population estimates. So if it's a real good estimate, the season will be longer, and if it's really bad, it'll be shorter or non-existent. Right now, and for the longest time, it's been right in the middle there.
And who is hunting? Is this a sport for are newbies getting this? Do you want your kids to be involved? Are women bird hunting?
Oh, yeah, that's women. That's, I think, the growing segment. You know, mostly it's so gray haired fat guys like me, but
I would never have said that.
I can. They speak the truth. Right. But you know, it's wonderful to get kids off the couches and the consoles, and women love it. Mm-hmm. Women, more and more women are taking up shooting sports in general. Like shooting sporting clays and trap and stuff. They love hunting, and of course, if you're talking about, you know, crossing over traditional roles and stuff, more and more men are taking up and love the idea of cooking or preparing. So what they get. So traditionally, in the old days, guys would just take a grouse and throw it in with some cream of mushroom soup and call it a dinner. Now that it's a little bit different for many people.
Are you eating your prey?
Oh, yeah.
Are you using, describe the front cover of your book, Among the Aspens, and then, of course, I'll ask, are you using this gentle man to assist in your hunting?
Well, that
might be Lucy.
That's Lucy.
Well, that's a gentle woman.
That's a gentle woman. That's Lucy. That is a painting that my dear departed friend, the wildlife artist Jim Foote painted of Lucy and me. And I actually took the picture. I mean, I own the acrylic.
That's you?
Well, it was a long time ago.
Okay. I was going to say, because there's no gray hair, and he's in pretty good shape.
Well, yeah, well, hey. He, at the time he said he painted the picture, he said he'd give me a haircut, but he wasn't going to change the color. But, yeah, he gave me that painting, and I actually took the digital picture that became the photo on the cover, so kind of proud of that. But yeah, that's Lucy. I hunt with setters, and setters are pointing dogs. And what that means is, once they scent the bird, they'll stand. They should stand there with their tail out until you flush the bird, as opposed to a flushing dog that would run in and flush it
to fly up. Yeah. Right. That's about all I know. Back to your title, Among the Aspens: Stolen Moments and Secret Coverts. Can you talk about the secret coverts?
Well, I can talk about them, but I can't tell you where they are.
And that's where I'm going. These are places where you might best land your shoot.
Yeah. It's called Among the Aspens because traditionally in Michigan, anyway, one of the places that you like to hunt are young aspen stands. That's they appeal to the grouse and to the woodcock. So other than that, they're all secret. And
they're going to stay that way. Among the Aspens, again, written by you, Tom Carney. Tell me again about the book signing on Saturday, December 10th.
It's from 10 to 2 at the Great Lakes Fishing Company. Glenn Blackwood, the owner there, has an extensive array of sporting books that he scours. I mean, he's called to different places in the country to get people's collections and stuff. So he might have the sporting book this book on a sporting topic that you crave. And Great Lakes Fly Fishing Company is in Rockford. You take the 10-mile road exit from US 131, that's exit 97, and you go west less than a quarter of a mile to Algoma, and you turn north. And there's a little shopping center there in Great Lakes. Fly Fishing Company is near the north end of the shopping center.
And it looks like that's a 10 to 2 event. You'll be any formal talking, or it's basically a meet and greet?
It's basically a meet and greet. If there's going to be formal talking, they better tell me pretty soon.
Like you
so
have
I can
to
formalize something.
Well, I would think if there was a reading, you would share a bit of your essays. But
yeah.
All right, what's next for you, Tom? Another book in the hopper?
Actually, yeah, but I'm superstitious and I don't talk about it. Other than to say the travel bug that I was telling you about after hearing Michael Walena speak about travel and stuff, it involves road trips. That's all I can tell you.
All right. Well, I bet you can tell me that you'll reach out and ask for an interview.
I certainly will.
Thomas. Tom Carney, details one more time for your book signing, if you would.
Saturday, December 10th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Great Lakes Fly Fishing Company, 8460 Algoma Avenue, Northeast in Rockford. That's just north of 10 Mile Road from exit 97 of US 131.
Awesome. You, along with your good friend
Robert DeMott.
DeMott signing his book as well, Angling Days. How do we find out more about your book, Among the Aspens?
Well, come to the book signing.
If
you can't, if you can't make it, you can go to my website, which is www.TomCarneyWriter.com, all small letters. TomCarneyWriter.com.
Thanks for your good time. Take care.
Thank you.